Let's debunk some myths around retinol. It thins your skin. Research, including studies in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, shows that retinol, when used correctly, actually thickens the skin's outer layer, providing a protective shield. So how do you safely and effectively incorporate retinol into your skincare regimen? It's all about the slow and steady approach. Now, sometimes you have to be really patient. If you don't use a plant-based retinol such as ours, you have to make sure that you're not... Welcome to the Holistic Skin Guru, where what's on the surface is just as important as what's underneath. I'm your host, Amina. Let's dive deep into the world of holistic skincare. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Holistic Skin Guru, your go-to podcast for all things skincare. And today, we're diving deep into the golden elixir of skincare, retinols. From debunking myths to uncovering the science behind its magic, we've got your all-in-one guide to understanding and using retinol for radiant, youthful skin. So what exactly is a retinol? In simple terms, retinol is a derivative of vitamin A, a powerhouse ingredient revered in the skincare world. But why is it considered the golden standard in skincare routines? To unravel the mysteries of retinol, let's break down how it works to combat signs of aging. Picture retinol as your skin's superhero, fighting off the villains of fine lines, wrinkles, and uneven skin tone. Its superpower lies in its ability to stimulate collagen production, the holy grail for firm, plump skin. It also increases cellular turnover, which helps maintain an even skin tone and helps to eliminate fine lines. Now, let's debunk some myths around retinol. First up, the notorious idea that it thins your skin. Fear not. Research, including studies in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, shows that retinol, when used correctly, actually thickens the skin's outer layer, providing a protective shield. Another myth to bust is the idea that retinol is only used for mature skin. That's wrong. Incorporating retinol early in your skincare journey can act as a preventative measure, keeping the signs of aging at bay. So we want to start incorporating a retinol from about our 30s into our skincare. And some people may even want to start in their late 20s, and that's completely fine. So how do you safely and effectively incorporate retinol into your skincare regimen? It's all about the slow and steady approach. Now, this is when we're talking about retinols that are prescribed, so tretinoids and retinoids that are prescriptives. Start with a lower concentration and gradually increase this, starting using it one day a week, and then after a few weeks, start using it 2 days a week, and then after a few more weeks, then you can start using it 3 days a week, and so on. And so you start to get your skin prepared for what the retinol is doing. Now, sometimes you have to be really patient with this radiant skin journey, because if you don't use a plant-based retinol such as ours, you have to make sure that you're not allowing the skin to purge. So a plant-based retinol, you don't need to go slow. You can start daily and in the evening, and if you use it regularly, you will see results quickly. So that's usually a retinol palmitate, and it's usually derived from plants. So look for something like that that's organic, and then you can just go straight into it and use it every single day. But if you're going into a prescriptive, then you're going to have to use it in a very, very regimented way that's been prescribed by the dermatologist. Now, lots of people ask, how do I deal with the supposed retinol uglies? And that's what they're referring to is a temporary phase where your skin might rebel after it embraces its newfound glow. So we tend to get like a skin purge. You might break out in a tiny little what may look like a rash, or you might come up with what looks like pimples, and that's quite normal after using a retinol. And some tretinoins you may need to use, like stop using after a few months just to give your skin a bit of a break, and then you can go back on them. But my favorite retinol or vitamin A is the retinol palmitate. because it can be used safely without having to stop and start, and you can use it every single day. Now, when the purging is found in your skin, the best way to deal with this is to hydrate the skin during that time, because that's going to help you overcome any of those purging nasties. And listen to your skin. Don't forget to wear your SPF, because with that extracellular turnover, the sun's rays are going to affect the new plump, radiant skin. So we want to make sure that we protect it. Now, wrapping up today's episode, remember that retinol is not just a trend. It is a timeless classic in the world of skincare. And it is your secret weapon when it comes to youthful, glowy, radiant skin. And I put every one of my clients onto our organic retinol because I know that they're going to get beautiful results. Some common questions we get about retinols: are retinols scary, or should we be scared to use them? Or some people are scared to use them. Well, the reason is because of the purging that happens during the ugly phase. And if you use your retinol correctly, as prescribed by your dermatologist, you will still go through some type of purging, but you can manage that a lot easier if you're being directed correctly by your doctor. With a retinol palmitate, why I love it, there's no purging involved. So you can use that retinol safely and daily, and it's derived from a plant. So it's a very gentle type of retinol, and that's why I lean towards the retinol palmitate in the vitamin A range instead of the more harsher retinol. So yes, it can be scary, but fear not. If you get the right advice and you follow the right prescription, then you should get some beautiful results for your skin. Is there such a thing as excessive or too much use of retinol? Absolutely. If people are on prescriptive tretinoids or retinoids, they can overdo it. And then they've just got to pull back, stop it for a few weeks or maybe even a month, and then they can go back onto it. But the best thing to do is to go back to your doctor who prescribed it to you, show them what's happened and how your skin has reacted, and they will guide you as to how you should move further with that particular retinoid. Another question was, can we use retinols in the sun? And absolutely not. It's a big no-no. When we use a retinol, we only use it at night. We never mix it with a vitamin C or anything else. We just use it by itself. And when we're using our retinols at night, in the morning, after we've washed our skin and cleansed it, we make sure after we've used our skincare that we use a very, very good SPF, because what a retinol is doing is increasing cellular turnover, and we want to make sure that those cells are nice and protected from the UV rays. So how long will it take for you to start seeing results? If you're using a retinol palmitate like the one that we stock in our Okeone range, you will start to see results within the first few days. And I've actually had clients message me like 2 or 3 days later to say, you were right, my skin feels amazing. I can't wait to see how my skin's going to respond over the next month. When you're using a prescriptive retinol or retinoid or tretinoid, then it might take a little bit longer because you've got to use it in small amounts stretched over time. So you'll start using it maybe once or twice a week to begin with, and then you'll slowly increase your usage according to the dosage that your doctor has provided. So it might be a little bit longer before you start to see results. But for everyone that's looking for that glass skin, retinol is going to be your best friend. So that's a wrap for today's Holistic Skin Guru. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Until next time, stay radiant and take good care of your skin. If you found this episode informative and you would like to me to answer a question, leave it in the comments below. And as per usual, don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll see you on the next episode.